station on the air.
Gentlemen, it is our pleasure to offer you another short story in the series designed to disclose the origins of superstition. This one deals with the belief that if two people, while walking together, permit another person or object to separate them, it is an omen of bad luck.
Theater, wasn't it, Harold?
I should say it was, Julia. It feels nice outside, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a lovely night. Let's walk home, shall we?
Oh, are you sure it won't tire you, dear?
Oh, no, of course not. I'd love it.
All right, let's go then.
Oh, look out, Harold, don't!
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, you let that woman walk right between us. Why didn't you stay alongside of me and let her go around us?
My darling, what's the difference?
Difference? Why, don't you know that means we'll quarrel or have some bad luck?
Hey, don't tell me you're superstitious, Julia.
Well, not about most things, Harold, but I am about that.
But it's utterly absurd, Julia. That belief was just the result of ignorance, nothing more. You see, in ancient times, people believed stones, plants, and almost everything to be endowed with powers of good or evil, and consequently, they were always finding signs and omens in anything unusual or strange that happened to them.
Why, Harold, you sound as if you know how that very superstition started.
That's just exactly it. I do.
Really? Oh, Harold, tell me about it.
Well, we have the ancient Romans to thank for that superstition, Julia.
Romans? Ooh, how thrilling. I love to hear about Romans, especially in the days of the Caesars.
Well, this was before their time, dear. In fact, it was less than 100 years before the fall of the Roman Republic, about 137 before the Christ. But there was constant rivalry among various political factions, and the leader of one of these political groups, whose name was Quintus Servilius, was well-loved and popular with the people. Well, he had one bitter enemy, however, a rival political leader, Cornelius Tiberius by name.
Oh, dear. Please call them by their first names, will you, Harold? I'll get all mixed up with those long names.
All right, dear. Now then, remember, Quintus is the hero of our narrative, and Cornelius is the villain. As the story opens, the time for elections is drawing near, and Quintus is being presented for re-election to the Roman tribunate. Cornelius, who is opposing him for the office, realizes that his rival is more popular than he, and decides to have Quintus assassinated, thereby assuring the election for himself. Now, the day before the election, Cornelius sends for Lucia, a beautiful courtesan, whose aid he enlists for his murderous plans, and...
Ah, you have come at last, Lucia.
As soon as I received your message, Cornelius.
Verily, Lucia, you grow more beautiful each time I behold you.
Ah, flatterer. But that isn't why you sent for me.
Nay, Lucia, but who could look upon you and not feel his blood surge in his veins? And it is your charm that will aid me in my plans.
Yes, Cornelius, how?
Tomorrow, as you know, is the election to the tribunate, and I fear Quintus will defeat me, for he is very popular with the people. That must not be, Lucia. I need your help.
What can I do, Cornelius?
This. Quintus must pass your dwelling on his way home. And I want you to await his coming tonight and entice him into your house.
Yea, and then?
Then he must be killed.
Killed? You expect me to kill a man?
Nay, nay. I shall send my trusted servant Andronicus and two of my most faithful slaves. They will conceal themselves in your house, and when you have enticed Quintus in, they will rush upon him and assassinate him.
Oh, what if he is traced to my dwelling, Cornelius? What power will save me then from the vengeance of his friend?
Do not fear, Lucia. With Quintus out of the way, I will be the power here. Besides, in the dark of the night, Andronicus and the slaves will remove the body, so you will be safe.
You are sure of that, Cornelius?
Very sure, Lucia. You need not fear.
'Tis well, then. I will carry out your wish.
Splendid. I knew that you would help me, fair Lucia. And when I have attained the power I seek, you shall share it with me.
Ah, you are most generous, dear Cornelius. But I must go now to adorn myself. I must look irresistibly seductive, so that I will not fail you.
You must not fail, Lucia. Yes. Go now, and I will send Andronicus and the slaves to your home before sunset. Fare thee well, Lucia.
Fare thee well. Have you the slaves in their hiding places now, Andronicus?
Yea, Mistress Lucia.
Very good, then. Come, you and I will go into the passageway in the front of the house, so we may watch for Quintus. Follow me, Andronicus.
Yea, Mistress. I pray that we will be successful in carrying out my master's orders.
Look upon me, Andronicus. Do you think that I shall fail to entice Quintus?
Nay, you will not fail, Mistress Lucia. You are the most beautiful woman in Rome. Quintus will follow where you lead him.
Ah, here is the passageway. We will wait behind this door. Through the tiny latticed window, we can see Quintus when he comes, while we will be unseen. Stand here, Andronicus.
Very well, Mistress. I hope Quintus comes soon. Dusk is beginning to fall.
Are you sure Quintus will come this way, Andronicus?
Yea, Mistress. He must pass this way to reach this house.
Ah, look. Andronicus, two men are coming now.
Yea, Mistress. And one of them is Quintus.
And who is the other, Andronicus?
Why, it is his good friend Marius, the great warrior. Look how they walk, arm in arm, like brothers.
Ah, we had not thought that he would be with a friend. Alas, our plans are foiled. Andronicus, what shall we do? Cornelius will be in a rage if we fail to kill Quintus before the election tomorrow.
I fear we can do nothing now, Mistress Lucia.
I dare not go forth to entice Quintus while Marius is with him. It would be too risky.
There is only one thing to do, then.
What is that, Andronicus?
I shall have to call the slaves so that we can follow Quintus and Marius. Before they reach the house of Quintus, we will attack them in the street. But we must work swiftly and sure.
Look, Andronicus! They've reached the image of the stone lion that stands in the center of their path.
Yea, Mistress. They are separating at the statue and walking on either side of it. They seem to be in a hurry.
They've passed the statue now and are side by side again. They're coming closer. They seem to be angry with each other. Listen. They're having words.
Nay, Marius, let us talk no more about it. I cannot grant you the appointment as chief officer to the magistrate.
But Quintus, a moment ago, why, just before we parted the statue, you thought differently.
But I have reconsidered, Marius. My enemies will accuse me of favoritism. Nay, it is impossible.
Impossible? Is this the way you reward me, after I have aided you in your career? Traitor?
Traitor? No man shall call me that and live. My dagger shall avenge that insult.
What? By the god Mars, I'll kill you before you have a chance to strike.
Traitor, am I? Well, Marius, take that and that.
Quintus, those are but scratches. But my dagger shall find your heart.
I have found yours first, Marius.
Yea, Quintus, but you shall die too.
Hey, what are they fighting about?
Who are they?
Why, Vitus Quintus, the leader of the tribunate. He is dead. And Marius, the great warrior. He still lives. Marius, what has happened?
Twas madness. Quintus and I were both happy until we parted at the statue of the lion. 'Twas like something evil had come between us. We quarreled, and now...
Marius is dead. Alas, had he and Quintus not parted at the statue, this evil would not have befallen them. 'Tis an omen. Let us beware.
And so, because of the death of these two prominent men, people came to the conclusion that by allowing an object or anybody to come between two persons, it would cause a quarrel or some bad luck. So you see how foolish it is, Julia.
But it was responsible for those men quarreling and killing each other, wasn't it?
No. Don't you see? That statue has nothing to do with it. They would have quarreled anyway, because Quintus had refused to give Marius the position he wanted. If they hadn't killed each other, they would have been murdered by the servants of Cornelius. Now, is that clear?
Well, yes, but... Oh, good heavens. There's Bert waiting in front of my house.
Yeah, so I see. Now, what's he doing around here?
Well, I forgot. I promised to see him tonight.
Yeah, you did. Well, that's fine. Here you are engaged to me and making dates with other boyfriends.
But you don't understand, Harold.
I don't. Well, let me tell you.
Harold, don't you dare talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you as I...
That's enough. Don't you ever speak to me again. Good night. You brute!
So that's the way you feel. Well, it's all right with me. Good night.
When Julia and Harold cool off, they'll probably make up again. But undoubtedly, Julia will still believe that bad luck will befall two persons who allow an object or another person to come between them. Well, au revoir and good luck to you.